Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Right out of the gates today, I think we create a definitive list.
Okay.
Okay.
I like a list.
Everybody does like a list. They like ranking things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe this is a list I've seen anywhere either. So this will be us creating the list. And you guys will be able to participate as well. 52353. That's how you text in. Good morning. K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine creating the definitive list of old lady mints or old lady candies in general.
Oh.
So what is the quintessential old people candy? And the reason, what's that?
What did you say?
The Werther's.
The Werther's
and they're delicious.
Original.
I keep it sometimes in my purse.
I think it's those like strawberry candy.
Oh, the ones that are shaped like a strawberry.
Yeah, and the wrapper's a strawberry. I've only seen them with old people. I've never seen them in a store. I've only
They're
seen them at the house
store.
Of old people.
Thank you very much.
The
and they are good.
Store.
They have like a little bit of a gush in the middle or whatever. Sometimes a little...
Let's be clear. All of these candies are usually, they're bad. They're like the worst candies.
Yes.
But they end up at your grandma's house or if you got an old lady in your office and she's got a candy dish.
Uh-huh.
These are the candies that end up in the candy dish. And the reason why we're bringing this up is because Monica smells like old lady candy today because I just gave her some pain cream.
Yes.
And it smells like Lifesavers original, like the original
the first one
Lifesaver. Mm-hmm. That's a very strong peppermint, which I would classify as old lady mint.
Oh, see, I think it's just a great smell. It makes you reminisce and, you know,
right.
Oh.
Reminisce of the Civil War.
I'm about to say of being young. Yeah.
Living, growing up in Deadwood, you know, all those
gosh.
Things. So what is the number one old people mint? Now, Monica brings up the Werther's Original, which is the butterscotch, which are
it's
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They're very rich. Now, Werther's, they only started, you know, within 20, 30 years, didn't they?
I don't know.
Or was it just the marketing campaign that brought them on? Now, to be clear, most of their commercials involve a 700-year-old person giving a piece of butterscotch to a child. So they are definitely up there. So it could be the Werther's. It could be the Lifesavers peppermint, you know, the plain.
Yep.
Antoine says the strawberry candy.
Strawberry hard candy, specifically.
Let me submit some other ones for your consideration. Black licorice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Just a piece of black licorice.
But I feel like I haven't seen that in a lot.
You just haven't been to an old lady's house in a while.
I don't know.
That's
like
what
I,
it is.
But yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I would also like to submit just that the mint. The one, the peppermint, the one that's, it's just a red and white mint or a green and white mint. Sometimes you get them at restaurants when you're walking out.
Yeah, and it kind of just dissolves onto your tongue.
It's just a mint.
And
that's
I like that
all
one.
It is.
Yeah.
Or let me also throw out there Chuckles. Y'all know what Chuckles are.
I forget what they are.
I don't know what Chuckles are.
Chuckles are those jelly candies that are sort of shaped like a fruit. You know, you see those.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have the green
I think
ones.
Extinct.
Like a gumdrop, that sort of thing.
What about just flavored hard candy? The ones where you can't really identify, but they're in a clear wrapper? Because I've seen those lately, and you don't know what flavor it really is or what brand, but it's just in there.
Like I believe that is the number one candy of kidnappers, I think.
Well, the candy that looks like you could actually suck on it and put it back in the wrapper and twist it, and no one would even know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, that candy.
Yeah, so those candied fruits. And I think you can still get those. Again, go to somebody's Great Aunt Sally's house. They're still going to have those. My Great Aunt Sally had those out all the time. Or is it the Mallow Cup?
I don't know what the Mallow Cup is.
The Mallow
is
Cup is not it.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know what's interesting about all of this candy is it's all hard chewing candy. You would expect old people candy to be soft. Like
when you get new teeth,
snacks.
You want to test it, don't you?
I guess
when you get a new ride, you want to speed down the highway, don't you?
You don't want to drive 25 in a Lamborghini.
Exactly.
Come on.
Okay.
Get some new teeth. You want to eat corn on the cob.
That's right.
That's right, Monica. And also, Antoine, I believe it's because all the hard candies are almost like cough drops also. So
pretty
I think
much.
That's what it is.
All right.
So you can participate 52353. What is the old lady candy in your opinion? Someone has already texted in with the Andes mint.
Oh, yes. Those are good,
those
too.
Those little mint sandwiches.
Yeah, you
really
get them at Olive Garden.
Yes. Yes, you do. I got one at a restaurant the other night. They gave me the Andes. I'm like, oh, my God. Look
at that.
I like these,
more?
Too.
Yeah, I like these, too.
So we'll continue to search. You want to weigh in? We will do that.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, the medical world is so fascinating.
It can be, yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. From, I don't care if it's pimple popper to Mr. Toe and fixing toes to what's going on in our bodies. It's just like, wow.
Why does it all got to be so grody?
I know, exactly.
It's just medical mysteries and things that happen.
I'm surprised there's not some sort of show or YouTube channel. You know, they got pimple popper and Dr. Toe is Dr. What's in their butt. I'm surprised that has not become a show.
They probably are working on it.
Dr. Butt.
Yes. You don't want to encourage people to put something in there to be on the show.
Yeah. Antoine, they need no encouragement. They're doing it anyway. So
yeah, it's probably in the making, though. But this 7-year-old.
Because it would be what in the butt? Is that, you could use that one. Mm-hmm.
This 7-year-old in India complained about, his little mouth hurting.
Okay.
He said, ow, I need to go to the doctor, mommy. Something's happening.
Is his little, why is that?
Because he's a kid.
Little
he's
mouth.
A kid.
Oh, I thought you said a 70-year-old.
No, he's seven. Seven. Okay. 7-year-old. Yeah. I mean, I guess he could be 70 in my little mouth. But he's seven. And he complained to his mother and dad, about his mouth hurting. They take him to the doctor. Okay. What's going on? Well, they see a tumor growing there. And I'm like, okay, we need a surgeon. We need to figure out what's going on. They remove this tumor inside, 526 teeth. He had.
Oh, I saw this story.
Yes!
I did not see this story.
And they take out each tooth. I mean, varying sizes, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He had 526 teeth inside a tumor.
Yeah, that's not his mouth. I know. So he had that many teeth going on basically underneath his teeth. He had more teeth.
And nobody noticed this?
No. I guess he was just going on playing, being a kid. And then all of a sudden he's like, I have a pain. I need to go.
He didn't have a noticeable protrusion with 520 teeth.
Well, looking at the kid, it was a little bit of a bulge, but not as much as you would expect knowing that there's a tumor with 500 teeth in it. So it was kind of like, oh, maybe it's a little swollen.
Yeah, or something that he'll grow out of whatever.
You see that sometimes, these stories, and unfortunately they come from third world countries and things like that, but you said they have this giant tumor, and you think, he should have gotten that looked at slightly sooner than this.
But this one, it makes sense that he probably, it was growing, but it got to that point where he's like, okay, now it's time.
I mean, I am not one to judge because I am someone who has a child who had an eraser lodged in their ear for 1 year. And did not know about it. Yeah. 1 year, Antoine. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You did not know. My daughter had an eraser in her ear for 1 year.
And she didn't say anything?
No, she did not until one day, randomly. It was after her dance recital. And she's sitting in the back seat. She's 8 years old or whatever. And she just says, so, remember in the first grade? This is like 2 years later. She says, so in the first grade, I put an eraser in my ear, and it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me? Yeah, I put this pencil in my ear, and the eraser came off, and I think the eraser, it's still in there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And sure enough, I take my phone, I shine a light in her ear, there is a tiny little yellow eraser in there. And I had to take her to the ear, nose, throat doctor the next day to pull it out.
Yep.
It had been in there for a year. And she had been to the regular doctor.
And they hadn't noticed it.
They said, it must be wax buildup because it had earwax on the end of it.
Uh-huh.
So they thought she had wax buildup and we're putting eardrops in an eraser. And then turns out, yes, there's an eraser in there.
Wow.
But that's, with kids.
And
kids
she goes to the smart kids school. I mean, that's.
But a kid is a kid.
A kid is a kid.
Yeah.
I don't care how smart they are. They're still sticking things in their ear. And I can't believe I had to have this conversation. Hey, so if you get something lodged in your ear or maybe your nose or whatever, if you could give dad a heads up, I would very much appreciate that. And so that's why we don't have 527 erasers.
Right.
It's just the one. I called someone the worst person ever yesterday right here on the show.
Sure did.
And in hindsight, I believe I was too light on her. I was too nice. What she did.
I mean, what she did was unforgiven.
Very wrong. Wrong.
You just have to get over it. You can't forgive. You just have to get over it. That's one of those.
Bad. We're talking about old people candy. We're trying to find the number one old lady candy. Ribbon candy has been suggested at 52353.
I had to look that one up.
Yeah, and it's old people candy. What about those dots on pieces of paper?
Oh, those are like movie theater candy. The dots. They're called dots, right?
Well, no, there's dots that come in the box.
But the one that stick to the paper.
It's on a roll of paper, and you actually just peel the little piece of candy off.
They don't
off.
Taste good. The paper sticks to the back of it. I know what you're talking about.
They taste like paper.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hard paper. That's all it is.
But
candy
you don't
buttons.
Really find those at grandma's house. What about the circus peanuts, though?
Mm.
Those taste good.
No.
Are the little peaches
but I wouldn't,
in those little packs?
I wouldn't count the circus peanuts as candy. I count that as a snack. The peaches, I would count that as a candy.
It's not even, circus peanuts are a candy, but they're just, all they are is a regular bad candy, but not necessarily an old person candy. The old people candy is ones like you only see them at grandma's house, like Brax butterscotch.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or that's Brax good. Mints in general.
Yeah.
Those are those. The old, yeah, orange jelly slices. That's old people candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember those.
Right. And they always just like say,
I remember during the Depression, this was what we had for dinner.
You know, that kind of thing.
Some of them were good. Like the coconut bar, like the rainbow coconut bar. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
No. You are really speaking to like the peak of your life, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like you are very.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
I feel like you are very in tune with this conversation right now.
She's an old lady. She hangs out with old ladies. She goes to bingo. She's
and like, I buy those candies.
This is what we eat. Agnes brings a coconut. No. I love when she does that.
Monica said, you ain't say nothing but a word. I'm back.
Somebody else is officially out of themselves as old because they text in 52353. Zach Werther's are caramel flavored. Butterscotch are the ones in the yellow paper, and they are the oldest of the old people. Candy McCann, yeah, because you know that. Then you're the, yeah, exactly. I am sorry, Gertrude. My bad. Worst person ever. What did this woman do that made me declare her the worst person ever yesterday in the Dirty Little Secrets? She did this.
My husband has this like really old and it's really beat up. It's like this dirty old teddy bear from when he was a kid.
Okay. Oh, really? Why you gotta grab your heart?
I grabbed my heart because I knew where this was going. Badland.
Because I
have a pain in my heart already. Uh-oh. I thought of my son's blankie that he loves so much.
Yeah, so it like lived in this box in our closet. It just kind of like sat there. So we were doing some deep cleaning, you know, some Marie Kondoing our house, and we had a trash pile, and I just kind of threw it on the trash pile thinking that my husband would see it if he, you know, if he wanted it, that he would keep it. And I didn't, like, we threw the trash pile out. We just threw it out.
So it's gone.
I realized
that
you're the trash pile.
He is a trash pile.
I'm sorry. Worst person ever.
What she did, it's tough to recover from.
That's if you want the rest of the story, you can have an old person candy and listen to that. You can go to iTunes for the podcast because he does ask about the teddy bear and specifically says, let's make sure we not get rid of that. So what does she do next as the worst person ever? Early this morning, we've been putting together the list, the official list of old lady candies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to hunt for number one. I'll try to put this list on our website later today. I think I know what number one is in this debate because people have been texting in 52353. I think with the old lady candy, you have to declare officially the number one old lady candy as old stale mystery candy from purse. I think that's number one. We don't even know what it is.
Yes,
could be a candy, could be a cough drop, could be a mothball. You really have no idea. Sometimes it wasn't even in a wrapper.
No, just take it out.
As a kid, church used to be like the candy shop. Yeah. Because all the old women in church, you didn't know what you were going to end up with.
And they were the worst candy. This is the worst candy shop on earth. It's a candy shop that sells nothing you actually want.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. And you couldn't even finish it. It lasted the entire church service.
Yeah. Yep.
You're just chewing and sucking.
They were called Jesus mints because they wanted you to be quiet in church. Necco wafers. Oh, my God. Those are just...
Ew.
It's sort of like before good food was invented. I mean, who sat around like, these are delicious. They're hard and they taste like chalk. Yay! So I'm going to put together a list. But yeah, I do think number one, congratulations to random stale mystery candy out of purse. That
like
is
it.
Number one. Are you messing with him?
No, I was singing a song.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yes.
What are you doing over there?
I was singing to the song, ooh la la la.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say one more time singing, ooh la la la. I was singing it. So he threw his, you know, he has his snack, his kid snack today.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it.
And what's his kid snack he does.
His bag of Cheerios.
I have my dry cereal.
Antoine's adorable. We give him a bag of Cheerios so he won't talk during church. I mean, that's really what we have here.
Yeah. So he throws a Cheerio. I catch it. You know, I never catch anything.
Oh, my God. You caught it?
And then on top of that.
It was impressive.
I flicked it back and it hit him right in the head.
Hit me right in the temple. I may have a concussion.
And that all happened right before my very eyes, and I didn't notice any of that. I was getting ready for this. This 107-year-old says this is the key to living forever. Or as long as she's living, whatever.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mine.
Feels like forever. So three different stories ripped from the headlines, wacky stories, and I take a word or words out of the headline. You try to guess what they are. She's 107 years old, and she says the key to a long life is to blank. A, get drunk every day. B, never get married. Or C, eat bacon every day.
I'm going with B, never get married.
Eat bacon.
Eat bacon. All right. There's audio answer for this one as we go to 107-year-old Louise Signore.
I think the secret of 107, I never got married. I think that's the secret. Yeah. My sister says, I wish I never got married, she says.
Well, Monica, you and I, we're screwed, but there's hope for Antoine because he's not married.
But a lot of people say that marriage is the key, especially for guys that don't go to the doctor, that they're usually... Ladies are the ones that push it.
But we did a study with women. We talked about it weeks ago in the show, mm-hmm. where the happiest demographic of people are single, are unmarried women.
Mm-hmm.
So
unmarried
that's
women, I think it was like whose husbands had died 20 years
yeah,
ago. It was one of those. It was. I know, it was ridiculous. So yeah, Louise says, never get married. Her sister, by the way, 102 and still alive
wow.
also. Them some genes right yeah. there. And every old person has their, whoa, what's your secret to long life? Well, God hasn't taken me yet. I mean, really, that's the only secret. Because everybody else says, well, I drink bourbon every day. And the next person says, well, I never drank. Well, I need to eat chocolate. Well, I never ate chocolate. Mm-hmm. Again, Jesus decided, and that's why
Jesus.
You're still here. Next story. Here we go. Guy with the nickname Murder and a neck tattoo that says Murder is convicted of blank. A, murder. B, jaywalking. Or C, stealing Barbie dolls.
I'm just going to go with stealing Barbie dolls.
I'm going with jaywalking.
You're going with jaywalking?
Yeah.
Guys, the correct answer is murder.
Murder.
Well, that's too straightforward.
It really was too straightforward.
Yeah.
Courtney Murder Johnson has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for murder. See, parents, this is a cautionary tale. Yet when you name your children, you are sending them down a life of something. I do believe that. If you give, think about how many brain surgeons do you know named Brittany? And there's nothing wrong with the name Brittany.
Talk about that, but there's a Brittany or two probably out there.
Is there? Okay, you know what? I'll take it back. How many brain surgeons do you know named Cinnamon? Let's put it that way. And if a woman came in and said, hi, I'm your doctor, Dr. Lexus with two X's.
You just don't, you just got to skip over that.
Yeah.
So way to go. Way to give your kid a middle name, Murder. I don't think they did. And the last one. This is a great story because I like it when porch pirates get screwed over. Porch pirate, they steal your packages. So porch pirates steal this woman's package, and they find blank inside. A, poop. B, tarantulas. Or C, cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Tarantulas.
Antoine!
Correct.
You are correct. It was a big box of tarantulas. There were 9 of them in there. Here's the woman.
They probably think they was getting something electric. That's something they could sell or something they could just keep for themselves. That's crazy. So what you going to do with a box full of spiders? What you going to do with spiders?
What you going to do with spiders?
What you going to do with?
I love her.
What you going to do with a box of spiders?
South Carolina, if you couldn't tell.
I love her.
I like her too. Spartanburg. Yep. Had to call, didn't get her package, and someone stole it. But they did. They got a box with 9 tarantulas inside. Oof. So there you go. Enjoy.
What you gonna do with the spiders?
Box full of spiders.
Jackson has just blown your mind.
All right, one of our people just hung up. So I have an open line. If you want to play this game and you want to win tickets to Big Lit Comic-Con, call right now, because we're going to play the game right now. 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236. Here we go.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw in you. So let's meet our contestants, which at this point is just contestant. We say good morning to Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Oh, wait, sorry. That was my fault. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Crystal, let's see. You know what? We asked a ridiculous question yesterday. Crystal, if you were a steak, what kind of steak would you be?
Ribeye.
Okay, a ribeye. It's good. We like that. All right, Crystal, you are going to be taking
Kayleen.
On. Kayleen. Okay, Kayleen?
Yep.
Is that what we have? Okay, let me get Kayleen online too. Good morning, Kayleen.
Good morning.
Kayleen, what do you do for a living?
I am a vet tech.
Ah, very nice. We like that. Okay, it'll be Kayleen versus Crystal. Crystal, your choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game today, Crystal?
I'll go second.
Okay, Crystal will go second. Kayleen, you will go first. Here's the deal. Factor bullcrap is three rounds. I give you a statement. You tell me if it is factor bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go. Let's do it now.
Round one.
Kayleen, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap, Kayleen. According to a new survey, the day people are most productive at work is Thursday. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Kayleen.
Fact.
Fact is. Yep.
That means you're wrong.
Monica's shaking her head. It is, in fact, Monday.
Yeah.
Followed by Tuesday. Followed by Wednesday. Followed by Thursday. Followed by Friday.
I mean, Thursday feels like the weekend almost. Yeah, like the weekend is approaching.
It really
so
is. Okay, it's Monday. Let's get this done.
Thursday.
And then we just start spiraling downward from there. So no. Okay, Crystal, here's your question in round one. Factor bullcrap, Crystal. Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay. Chris Martin is related to the guy who invented daylight saving time. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Crystal?
Screw.
Kayleen, what do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Let's go with fact.
Let's go with fact. Well, good.
Correct.
It is correct. He is the great-great-grandson of the worst human ever, William Willett, who steals that hour of sleep from us every year. Yeah, so the dude from Coldplay, just another
That's
reason you boycott all their stuff.
Rude.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Score.
Kayleen and Crystal, you're tied. Zero.
Round two.
All right, Kayleen, it's the Kayleen show here. Now, here's your question in round two. You still have the screw if you want to use it. Fact or bullcrap, Kayleen. Netflix originally hated the term binge watching and wanted to call it marathon viewing. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Kayleen?
Screw.
Screw. Crystal, what do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Is?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, marathon.
Yeah. Well, they didn't like, you know, binging alcohol
binge
and things like that.
And
they felt like marathon made it sound healthy. Healthy.
It does. But it's like,
marathon also sounds tiring. You know, it's like, oh, my God, I don't want to do that. All right, Crystal, here's your question round two. And all the screws are done. So everybody's got to answer their questions. Factor bullcrap, Crystal. New Jersey is the only state without an official state song. Factor bullcrap, Crystal. Is?
Correct.
Yep.
Really?
No song for New Jersey. We may have to come up with one for them.
Just let the Jersey Shore peeps, you know.
Let them do it.
I was thinking fist pump.
Uh-huh.
Fist pump song.
New Jersey. It smells like garbage.
Oh!
There's lots of traffic.
No.
It is New Jersey.
Kayleen, zero.
Have you been to New Jersey?
I have never been to New Jersey.
Smells like garbage, and there's a lot of traffic. There's other nice places, but it does. Okay.
Kayleen, zero, and Crystal, two.
Round three.
I mean, if we get Bon Jovi to sing it, there you go, because they're from New Jersey. So New Jersey, we love our trash. We'll go with that one. Okay, here we go. Final round. It's 2-0. So, Kayleen, you do have to get a point on this one or the game is over. Factor bullcrap, Kayleen. If you ate an entire human, you'd take down roughly 81,000 calories. Factor bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
Yes.
No.
81,000 calories.
That's a lot of calories, man.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, I'm so competitive. I got sucked into a game for seven-year-olds yesterday.
What?
Like a seven-year-old video game.
What game was that?
Roblox.
I've heard of it. I've never actually played it. Yeah. I've seen it before, though.
Well, you wouldn't play it, Antoine, because you're grown, okay? And seven-year-olds play it. I have a seven-year-old, and he plays Roblox, and it's this goofy game with these big cartoon character people that walk around, and there's different worlds. So in each world, that you know, you build things.
Yeah.
Maybe you're building an amusement park, but part of it is you build things, and you collect money as you build the stuff, and it gets you more money, and then you create more money, and you can build more things that make more money, and then you can buy more stuff and whatever. And my son is playing yesterday, and I'm trying to be a good dad and just sit there and, you know, hey, kid, how are you? What's going on? You know, just hang out. And he's like, I got to go upstairs for a minute. Daddy, play for me for a second. So I grab it, and I start playing. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, man, I got to build this so I can get more money. I'm in this game with a bunch of seven-year-olds. I mean, they're running around banging their heads against the wall. And I'm like, move, kid. I got to buy another one of these things. I got to put lights in my house. What's going on?
So you got sucked in. Like, you really got passionate about the game.
My son came back. He had started with this building. Didn't even have any walls. He came back. We had three stories. We had all sorts of machines going inside making money.
There could be money in that game one day.
Yep.
One day there could be, like, some kind of contest that you could win.
Yeah,
so,
man.
learn how to play it.
People on YouTube make tons of money just playing the game, and kids like mine just watch them play this stupid game.
So it's a weird thing, like watching someone watch, you know, play the game.
I should be doing that. By the way, I should give you, this is an insider tip. If you ever wanted to become a YouTube superstar, or maybe you have a kid that wants to become a YouTube superstar, where what they want to do is play video games and have people watch them play video games, I have a tip for you, because I have found that every single one of these people that my son watches, you know, that are on there and are making money, they all have one thing in common.
What's that?
They love to scream! They always scream. They're always screaming.
You really gotta keep your attention.
Yeah, you have to be emotionally invested. Like,
oh, dry eyes. Oh,
well, I know, but they're always, look at that! Oh, oh my God! Yeah. Ah! It's very hard to nap to those people, just saying.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
The hot new trend for Netflix and people watching Netflix. You know, you have Netflix and chill.
Yes.
Apparently, it's Netflix and walk.
And walk.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
Netflix finds that there's a group of people that like to maybe go on a walk and watch Netflix while they're doing it, or walk their dog, because we have to do two things at once now. We're no longer allowed to do one thing anymore. Yeah. If you have a job, you have to have a side hustle. If you have a wife, you have to have some side action. Whatever it is, you got to have something going on the side. So they're trying, and they were asking permission from these people. They want to study their habits to see, they say, how to give people better video playback when they're physically moving.
Hmm.
And that seems dangerous.
Yeah.
It does.
No,
because like when you're walking, you have cars, you have cyclists, you have
you need to pay attention.
Yeah.
I don't find that enjoyable. To me, watching stuff is an unwind time. And it's not a time that I want to also be running.
Right.
And I guess, I don't know, do you put maybe your phone on some sort of dork helmet so you can run around and
probably.
Just look at, maybe, yeah, they might. I have no idea, so.
Number two.
Do you Netflix and stroll? Let us know, 52353. Also, is there a fancy thing that you like to splurge on? Because I think I want this, Monica. It's a coffee of the world subscription. So coffee subscription. They got subscriptions to everything.
Okay. That sounds good.
And it's not crazy expensive. So it's called the Atlas Coffee Club, and it curates a global selection of single origin coffee. Listen how fancy that sounds. And you can get it shipped to your house for about $9 a bag. That ain't bad at all.
No.
Yeah, $9 for a 6 ounce and $14 for a 12 ounce bag. But
if you're a coffee lover.
Well, and fancy coffee at the store is about $10 to $15 for that 12 ounce bag thing anyway. So you get to try them all, and you can get it twice a month or once a month, whatever it is. But yes. So
you going to try it?
I was waiting for you to give it to me for Christmas. So
there you go.
I'm going to go ahead and put that one out there. Thank you in advance, Monica. I appreciate it.
Number one.
This is sort of a luxury item you could spoil yourself on. How would you like to have your own personal air conditioner?
Oh.
That'd be nice.
Tell me more.
Okay. It's currently only available in Japan. Actually, it's not even available, but they just started their crowdfunding, and it went through Sony. So that's a real company that we've all heard of.
Yes.
And it's a product called the Rion Pocket. And what this thing will do is say it weighs just under 3 ounces, and you wear it in a pocket of your undershirt. So you have an undershirt and you put it in your pocket.
Okay.
And I guess instead of it being like an old school air conditioner that blows processed air, that sort of thing, it's a body mounted device that works by lowering your internal body temperature.
Ooh.
So it's this funky little thing that just cools you down, you and you alone, as you're walking through the stank butt month of August, which is where we are right now. I kind of like the sound of that.
I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, the project is already fully funded. You know, they did the Kickstarter or whatever, and they say the price will start around $120, which I don't think is bad either to have your own personal air conditioner while you're going around. Only available in Japan.
So we got to wait a little bit.
I guess. They say
or you
things
go get
like,
it.
I know, they say, well, it's only available in Japan. Okay, well, they have the internet there, right?
Yeah. Can we ship it?
Something tells me. You know, so it was only available in China. Like, everything gets shipped from China, so why can't we order stuff from China as well? So yeah, it's allegedly shipping out next year, so 2020, for this Rion Pocket, R-E-O-N, if you want to look it up.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Zach, I'd like to request a birthday scam for my wife, Rachel.
We recently went on a combo vacation slash birthday present for my wife to Pigeon Forge and had a great time. But she's also the kind of person that totally goes over the entire hotel bill line by line to make sure we don't get charged for anything. I thought maybe you could use that to your advantage and tell her we have a bunch of add-on charges or something. Yeah, I can do that. We love your birthday scam. So this would be awesome. Thank you. That is from Kenny. Here we go. Birthday scam on your K92 morning thang. Mommy, change my diaper.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Rachel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rachel. This is Ryan Howard. I'm calling from Hotel Pigeon Forge. You stayed with us last week?
Yes, that's right.
Lovely. I'm just following up on a few things. So, did you enjoy your stay with us?
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. Yeah, thank you.
Fabulous. That is peachy. And it really does seem like you guys had a fantastic time based on some of these charges that we're going to have to talk about.
Sorry, what do you mean by charges? Because I checked everything when we checked out, and we should be completely set.
Right. Well, you incurred some additional charges that we weren't aware of until after you had left. I apologize for not including these in your original bill, because there were quite a few of them.
Okay. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, first of all, there were some miscellaneous housekeeping charges.
I don't understand.
For example,
the room was pretty clean.
Well, there's an extra cleaning charge for all of the dirt on the bedspread.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
The dirt.
It seemed like someone had been jumping on the bed. We had these dirty foot marks on the bedspread, so it needed an extra cleaning that you have to pay for.
There was no jumping on the bed. Are you sure you have the correct room?
Well, perhaps you had a visitor to your room that was jumping on the bed. It looked like large, muddy boot marks from somebody.
Okay. No, we did not have any kind of visitors. It was just my husband and myself staying there, and we would have noticed something like that.
Well, I can tell you, it's none of our business what visitors you have in your room. If you want to have a visitor with big boots in your room, that's fine. Yeah. But when he jumps up and down on our bed, that's the problem.
Sir, that's a mistake. I just told you there were no other people in our room jumping on the bed or otherwise, and I'm sure I would have noticed footprints if they were on the bed before we got there, or before we checked out.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess that could have been an error. I will, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I will remove the charge from your bill.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's ridiculous, and I just don't think you guys did a good check on checkout procedure.
Yes, well, let me check on some of these other charges then before we get going here. You had a crib and playpen in your room, and we did neglect to charge you for those.
I'm sorry, you said a crib and a playpen?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the crib and the playpen that we supplied for your room, I assume, for your children?
Right, okay, but there were no children, and I told you actually a few times now that it was just my husband and myself.
So, did your husband use the playpen?
Okay, that is inappropriate, and no, my husband did not use the playpen. There was no playpen. We never received one in our room. We never requested one for our room, and I don't understand why you would ask a question
like
that.
Look, ma'am, I manage a hotel. I see lots of strange things. I don't judge. If someone wants to come in here and put a grown man in a playpen and have another man jumping on the bed in his boots, I don't care. I just need to make sure that the bill gets paid.
Okay, but there was no man in a playpen, and it was definitely not my husband and not a stranger, and there was no man jumping on the bed, and there were no extra people in our room, and these charges are not valid. I don't know what is happening right now.
Well, then how do you explain these movies?
Okay, what movies are you talking about?
Your bill shows that you watch several movies. It's $9.99 for each of them.
Oh. Okay, I did not watch any dirty movies.
Here's one of them. It's Mommy Change My Diaper. There's another one here called Rollin' in the Mud Hole. I mean, these titles, they do explain the other charges, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, and I find this all completely weird and rude and kind of disturbing.
Weird, disturbing.
I just don't think this is an appropriate
way to handle this. Ma'am, I'm not judging. I've watched some of those films. It's fine. They're decent.
Okay. Whatever you do in your free time is great, but I really don't need it projected onto me. I don't want those charges on my bill. I need you to remove those as well.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. Do you have any idea how often we hear, that movie isn't mine? They're not coming
off. Okay, well, you're hearing it right now, and you're going to hear from me in my review of this place. I haven't written it yet, and I'm gonna, I mean, this is ridiculous. My friends are gonna hear about this. I've never been treated so crassly.
What about your husband? Your husband, maybe he was the one who had a little playtime when he was alone in the room? Could that be it?
This is inappropriate. I'm sorry. Like,
will you include that in the review, that he was enjoying himself with his playpen and his muddy boots?
He was not doing either of those things. Sorry, I need you to listen to me. Is there a manager that I can speak to, possibly? I'm sorry, this is absolutely...
No, this is just the lawless society of a birthday scam. There's no managers. Hey, it's Zach from K92. I guess I could be the manager. I'm like, yes, hello, this is the manager. You're on a birthday scam? Hello? Hi! Happy birthday!
What?
Happy birthday!
Oh my gosh, I gotta come down. I was so mad.
It's okay. This is from your husband. He told us all about your vacation / birthday trip.
Oh my gosh. Wow. He is so in trouble. Birthday scam.
Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
A mysterious disappearance of that person you went on a date with.
What happened?
Go out with them, and then they ghost you. Mm-hmm.
Disappear.
Where did they go?
You want answers.
It's like that old Mario game where you're looking at the ghost, it disappears, but when you turn your back, it creeps up on you. You got to stop looking for the ghost.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
If you just stop looking for it, then they'll show back up.
Yep.
Or if you turn to us, we are the ghost hunters.
There you go.
Yep. We get out those little boxes like they have in Ghostbusters. We never cross the streams, and we trap your date in the box, and we demand you get answers. Let's say good morning to Paul. Hi, Paul. You got ghosted, huh?
Yeah, this girl, Robin. Man, I don't know what the hell happened. We met on Tinder.
Okay.
And she swiped me, and she clearly liked what she saw. So we met up. The dinner was great. She looked awesome. And I tried calling her after, and she just pretty much stopped answering my calls.
Okay. So you feel like it went well?
Yeah, I thought everything was great.
No red flags or anything jump out at you?
No, not really.
Isn't it amazing that 10 years ago, if the phrase, she swiped me, if you said that, it wouldn't sound right.
Like, no, it
wouldn't
at all.
You need to press charges, sir.
Yeah, swipe.
That's now you say she swiped me. You're like, dude, that's awesome.
Swipe or no swiping.
You got swiped?
Nothing jumps out to you at all.
I can't think of anything. We both enjoyed dinner. She was laughing a lot of the time, and I thought we had a great time.
Okay. Paul said things were good. She looked good. He was hilarious. Everything worked out. So Robin has agreed to come on with us. Monica has worked her magic, her voodoo.
She does not want to have a conversation with Paul.
Okay.
But
Paul, you still want answers regardless, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get her on the phone. Let's figure it out. There doesn't seem to be any red flags, but Robin seems to indicate there is a reason why there has not been any contact, and we will get into Ghost Hunters Part 2, The Revealing of the Ghost, next.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
So far, we're going on nothing. I mean, we meet Paul. He reveals what happened on their date. Everything seems fine. He got swiped on Tinder. That's good. She looked good. That's good.
He said there's no red flags. Nothing stood out to him.
Paul says I was on my A game. I'm delivering jokes. She's laughing. We're good to go. We have put Paul into the soundproof chamber. Now, actually, he'll be able to hear what's going on.
Yes.
But Robin, his date, who ghosted him, is willing to come on with us. So good morning, Robin.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much. We very briefly got the details from Paul, or at least his side of the story. The date seemed fine, but you have not reached out to him in any way.
No, and I'm not going to.
Okay. Ooh. Can you elaborate?
This is pretty simple. Paul is full of himself, okay? I've never met a guy that uses his phone to check himself out like this guy.
Uses his phone to check himself out?
Yes. Like, during dinner, he kept pulling his camera out to take pictures of himself or to use the camera to see what he looks like and zooming in to check himself out. I mean, the guy orders a steak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well done.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a strike.
Hang up on him! Get him out of here!
The worst part is coming.
Okay.
He orders a steak, and he actually made the waitress return the steak to have it cut up for him, like into little pieces.
No.
Like a child.
No, he did not do that. No, that doesn't really happen.
He cut it into cubes and brought it back.
He requested, please cut my meat for me.
Wow.
Mm. Yes.
I've heard of that happening.
I've heard of that happening on like Big Bang Theory.
But you cut your own steak.
No, you cut your own steak. I think it's ridiculous, but I have heard, like I've talked to people that worked in kitchens before, and they've said that that's been a request before.
Stuff like that has happened, yes, but it shouldn't happen as an adult.
It shouldn't happen anymore.
Who wants that to happen? And I feel like that kind of person always has it. Well, the customer's always right. No, I don't know about that.
And a well-done steak at that.
Cut my meat for me. All right, somebody call the cops because there are two crimes on a cow that happened here. Robin, would you care to add anything else?
No, I think that's enough. I don't have any interest in seeing this guy again.
Okay. Cut my meat for me.
No.
I have never heard that before.
People do, and they request all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it shouldn't happen.
All right, Robin, we do appreciate you coming on
with us.
Thank
you, Robin.
Thank you so much. Yes. And good
luck. Sorry, Robin.
Better luck on your next date.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Guys.
Shall we we check back in? So, Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
We'll bring Paul back in. You heard what Robin had to say. You actually asked for them to cut your meat for you.
I mean, who doesn't?
Nobody does that.
Else but you, Paul.
I have never met anyone that has requested that as an adult you want your food cut for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, it reminds me of home. Why not?
But you go home.
Your mother still cuts your meat for you?
Yep. She sure does.
Okay, and if you were my kid, no. Absolutely. How do you want to cut it for him now? They're 7 and 10.
So we need to talk to mama?
Do you tip extra for them cutting your meat, or is it expected?
Well, I always tip. But I expect to have great service when I go out. I mean, look at me.
So I guess you don't really dispute the whole checking out yourself in your phone situation either, because you enjoy you.
No, I mean, well, it was more for her. I was trying to look good for her. You know, she seemed that she was having having a great time.
Well, one of you had a great time, and I guess you look damn terrific while you did it.
Obviously.
And by the way, I don't know. My opinion, she's your server, but she's not your servant. Mm-hmm. So cut my meat for me just seems like a ridiculous demand. It's the kind of thing you expect to hear P. Diddy makes people do.
Yes. Well, he's
and he doesn't.
Well, he's just Paul.
He's just Paul.
He's Paul. Well, Paul, you know, I guess we wish Paul a lot of luck. He's gone now, but that's okay.
He had a little attitude with you right there.
A little?
A little bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
Well, done. Mm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cut my meat for me. I can't believe someone actually does that.
And his mom does it, so.
You know what?
He expects everyone to be like mom.
Here's the lesson we can learn from this Ghost Hunters above all else.
What's that?
Is that if you are listening and you have children, it is your job to raise them better than that situation there. At some point, please stop cutting their meat for them. And hopefully it's before they've gone off to college.
Oh, man.
Wow. That is Ghost Hunters on your K92 Morning Thing.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Whitney Cummings, the comedian.
Yes.
She's a lovely lady.
She is.
Yes, I talked to her. She's very nice. She's from the area.
Yeah, she went to EC Glass, something like that.
Yeah, she was somewhere around here. So she has her Netflix comedy
I'm sure
special.
That's wrong and someone's going to correct me on text, but she did go to school around here somewhere.
Yeah, so she's familiar with the area.
Uh-huh.
Well, she has her Netflix comedy special, and it's going to be, she's switching it up because she's going to include a sex robot.
Of herself.
Of herself, yes.
Okay.
The robot looks great.
The robot does look good. Show Antoine on the robot.
Yeah, you see it? The robot looks very
hot.
Hot robot, right?
It looks attractive. Very
attractive. She wants to change it up. She says that she's going to have a giant piece of plastic next to her that looks identical to her.
Uh-huh.
And
so, Antoine, this is my question for you. This is the philosophical questions that you get into as technology gets weirder and weirder.
Okay.
Love robot. Is that cheating? Is that cheating?
Did you watch the movie Her?
No, I did not watch the movie
Her. I didn't either, but he had a relationship with Siri,
he
right?
He loved the computer.
I did not know that's where you were going with that question.
Is that cheating? Because it's not a person.
I would say yes.
Does the robot have a voice?
Yeah, of course the robot does.
If it doesn't talk back to you, if it has a voice good morning.
Okay.
If it has taken the emotion part of the relationship, like in the movie Her, he became emotionally attached to it.
Okay.
If you become emotionally attached to your love robot, it's cheating.
What if I'm emotionally attached to, say, a large stuffed animal? Does that count as cheating then?
Fair question.
Oh man, this is like the X-rated version of Black Mirror. It's just the uncomfortable version of Black Mirror.
Uncomfortable. How about Busta Rhymes? Uncomfortable situation for him on a flight. Yeah, during a flight to London.
He overreacted.
He did.
What we
he flipped out on a woman that was in first class that was trying to stick her stuff in a bin over his
over
seat.
His area.
So okay. He flipped out on this lady. I don't know whether he was tired. I don't know if he's hungry. Busted Rhymes, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
He starts flipping out on this lady, and then her husband tries to defuse the situation, and Busta basically says, let's settle this off the plane now, to him, which is a problem.
When the plane landed, of course, police were there. He was escorted away, but he wasn't arrested.
And this is him talking. So this is after the incident. He's saying, I didn't make any threats.
So I said, okay, no problem. We'll handle it when we get off the plane.
We'll handle it when we get off the plane.
Yeah.
That's not a threat. That could be a discussion. Yeah. That could be. You take it to a threat level. Nothing I said was a threat.
I don't know.
Or maybe he said it so fast. And she was like, that was a threat.
He doesn't I don't know. He doesn't do the fast anymore because he runs out of breath. I've noticed that.
Yes.
He can't rap as fast.
He cannot do that.
I guess don't put anything in the overhead bin above Busta Rhymes.
You know what we're going to do right now?
Be completely on the radio.
Let's start the Eliminator.
Trained professionals around here on the K92 Morning Thang. Good morning again to Stephanie Ragsdale from the Franklin County Humane Society.
Hi.
And we got Big Floppy Hound Dog Ears Alert.
Most handsome buddy at the shelter.
So this is Debo. We're going to introduce you to him. If you could please share his post, which is on our Facebook page, the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. That would be fantastic. That is the number one way we get these animals adopted.
Yes.
Or if somebody listening would like to adopt Debo, he is at the Franklin County Humane Society. And I do believe he's available for a certain kind of person that may be searching far and wide for a dog that they need. And I'll explain here in a second as we get ready to play the Eliminator. Let's get our people in here. Let's get Stephanie the caller on the phone. Good morning, Stephanie.
Come on, Steph. Make the right decision.
I'm doing all right. So, Stephanie, it's your choice. You may choose Antoine, you may choose Monica, or you may choose the other Stephanie right now. What do you say?
The other Stephanie.
I'm feeling it.
Steph.
I think our Stephanie would have just thrown a temper tantrum and walked out.
Maybe, but she made the right move. Right. I like her.
So Stephanie squared will be team number one. Yeah. Hang on. Next up, Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Casey, you will get Antoine or Monica, your choice.
Oh, let's do Antoine.
Okay. Let's do Antoine. Get over
all
here.
Right. Uh-oh. Antoine's getting done.
And Antoine, and that means hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Brandy, you are Team Monica today, okay?
That works.
All right,
works.
Fantastic. Brandy and Monica.
All
Here's
right.
how the Eliminator works. I have a top 12 list. Today, it is the top 12 things. They asked a bunch of kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And these are the 12 things that are on that list. You give me something on there, you go. You give me something that ain't, you're out.
You are eliminated.
Last pick gets to go first, Monica Brooks.
They want to be a teacher.
They want to be a teacher.
That's a good one.
Yes. Number eight on the list. Top 12 jobs kids say they want when they grow up. You can text in to 52353. Your guess is, Antoine, what's yours?
How about a doctor?
How about a doctor?
Okay. Dr. Ava.
And just so you know, doctor, nurse, and veterinarian all are in the same category.
Okay.
So
okay.
All the medical,
that's good to know.
The medical profession, right. That is number seven. Okay. Stephanie Squared, what do you say, Steph?
How about a policeman?
Police officer, it's kind of the classic one. It is number 11. It's close. Okay. It's falling.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that anymore.
It's a very dangerous job. Yeah. It's a thankless job. I mean, I'm very grateful, but a lot of people, it's a thankless job, and they do it anyway because it is their calling. So thank you so much for doing it. That is round one of the Eliminator. So Debo is up for adoption at the Franklin County Humane Society, and he is a wonderful hound dog.
He would be a good police dog.
He could be.
Yeah.
He looks like McGruff a little bit. I believe Debo could be trained to be a fantastic hunting companion.
Okay.
I think he could do that. If someone's looking
for a hunting dog, a quintessential hound situation.
Like a bird dog type thing.
Yeah.
Because what we learned when he first got here, crazy energy out in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And he came in here and he started eating his breakfast and he has been wonderfully obedient and behaved.
Just chilling.
Well, and he's only 1 year old. So he has, you know, a lot of energy that he has pent up at the shelter.
Uh-huh.
And so he needs some activity.
Yeah. A little bit bigger with 60 pounds, maybe something like that.
Yeah. I think he's about 60.
So, we'll go to that mid-ish to slightly larger dog size if that's what you're looking for. You can see him on our Facebook page. He's up for adoption right now. Thank you to our friends, Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens. They are State Farm agents that sponsor this. They help us get these pets adopted. They donate money to the Franklin County Humane Society sometimes and their Quotes for Good program. So if you get a quote from either of them, they do donate to charities each month. So please check them out. State Farm agents Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens, round two of the Eliminator now. Top 12 jobs kids say they want.
When I grow up, I want to be
Firefighter.
A firefighter. Ooh, that's a good one. That is also a classic answer, and it is on there, six, number six.
All right.
Antoine.
Marking his list off.
Musician.
I would like to play music. Is.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
That is number four, by the way. And just so you know, musician slash singer. So that is like music artist. I just want you to know that falls under the same. Okay, Stephanie, what do you got?
How about astronaut?
Astronaut. Ooh, that's like the classic one. Astronaut is number five.
All right.
Everybody's still alive as we moved to round three of the Eliminator. Top 12 jobs kids say they want when they grow up.
YouTube star.
YouTube star is...
Number one answer.
Yeah. The number one answer is YouTube.
I'm surprised by that because most kids are YouTube stars already.
That's what I was going to say. They say, when I grow up, I want to be on YouTube. I'll be like, son, get moving
now. Like, when I grow up, I want to be retired at 10.
You're too old to do YouTube when you're growing up. Do it now. Yeah. Get to work. But yeah, number one answer is YouTuber, vlogger, blogger, social media star. Like, that's all the same as YouTuber, just so you know. Antoine.
How about actor? Actress.
Actor, actress.
Yeah.
Yes.
An actor. Yep.
Number three. I'm an actor.
Thespian.
A thespian. One, two, three, four left. Stephanie, what do you say? The number two answer and then 9, 10, and 12.
What about a lawyer?
What about a lawyer?
Lincoln lawyer.
Those dirty lawyers. Yeah, number 10.
Yep.
And I have lawyers in my family, so that's... Okay, we move on to round four. There's only three of them left, and everybody's still alive. What do you say, Monica?
They want to work on the railroad.
Oh,
maybe an engineer, train operator. I don't know. What do you call
a railroad worker?
A train operator.
Train operator.
Train conductor.
Train operator.
I don't know if they're watching Thomas the Train anymore.
I don't know.
And they do sing that 1984 R&B song, train operator. I'm sorry, train operator is not on there. No choo-choos for you. Antoine, we're missing a big one here.
How about professional athlete?
Professional athlete. Number two answer.
Good.
Okay. There are two answers left.
Uh-oh.
Stephanie, if you give me one, you stay alive. If you don't, Antoine is the winner.
Okay. I don't know if kids still say this, but at one time, they used to want to be the president.
The president. Mm. Oh. That is, yeah, okay. Yeah. Absolutely, because it is not on there. Congratulations,
too much responsibility to be a president.
Donald ruined it for everybody. Not even the kids are wanting to do it.
It's just too much. We've all ruined it because we just yell at that person.
Yeah.
Like, who wants the job where you just get screamed at? It's like being the commissioner of the NFL. Oh, nobody wants that job. Actually, he gets paid very well.
So two left?
There's
was
two
a scientist,
left.
Reporter, or anything?
Oh. No.
I had pilot.
No.
I had author.
No. Writer was on there.
Okay.
What about dancer?
I had
dancer.
Was number 12.
What kind of dancer?
I know.
So writer...
Whatever brings home the money.
Hey, when you're a single mom and you're trying to work your way through college, right. Whatever it takes. So writer was number 9. Dancer was number 12. Please share Debo's post.
Please
he needs
share
to
Debo.
Get adopted.
Yes.
Great personality. Awesome hound dog. Get your hound people
beautiful.
Together.
K92. All the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
This guy is so interesting. This first story in viral audio.
Okay.
Because he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And let me show you some of his paintings or his drawings, whatever. All right. You see these? They're very like fancy, intricate drawings. Lots of symbols, lots of shapes, all this stuff. Okay. You see these things that are being drawn?
Yes.
He draws them when he's asleep.
Wow.
While he's asleep.
He sleep draws. You know, some people sleepwalk, so he, you know, gets up in the middle of the night. He doesn't even know he's up. He makes these drawings. He sells them. He has no artistic ability when he's awake. He doesn't know how to draw.
So when I was 4 or 5 years old, when it first started, it literally was just scribbles. So I just get up in the middle of the night and just basically scribble on the walls. At the age of 15, the art started to become really intricate, and I drew 3 small Marilyn Monroes. What was strange is because I've got no artistic talent in my waking life.
Yeah.
Weird.
And
that's
interesting. The most he got for one of his paintings, $125,000.
Ooh, I mean, that's great.
I know. This is his career.
Make some money.
He can just sleep. He doesn't have to go to work.
And then you add a story to it. I mean, he could have left that part out and sold his art.
He really has the best job ever because he works while he's asleep, so he doesn't even know.
Exactly.
And when he's awake, he's done. He's like, man, I'm going to take a nap and makes money while he's napping. It's amazing. Yeah, that story is fantastic. Okay, this story, we're just going to make fun of this guy because he's an idiot, and he paid his own money to buy a billboard
in Memphis, Tennessee, because he believes that birds aren't real. It's a conspiracy theory. Monica loves a good conspiracy theory. This guy, he says that there are no birds.
Okay.
They're all government spy drones.
Some of them are.
Oh, some of them are. Yeah.
I have an avid disbelief in avian beings. The government genocided over 12 billion birds and simultaneously replaced them with surveillance drones disguised as birds.
I believe some of them are.
Why?
Because why wouldn't you?
Good answer. Your response, what? Antoine?
What proof?
And your rebuttal?
What proof do you have that that's even a possibility?
I have none.
I know what the proof is. It? Wait, man, Monica, I have the government.
You know, I do have proof. There were some birds flying over my car, and guess what? None of them pooped. Government.
And
so they have to poop.
Yes, they do.
Or maybe because, you know, doesn't it almost feel like the birds are targeting you sometimes with that poop? Maybe that poop has a little camera or a microphone in it, and it lands on your car to hear you. And then that's how Facebook ads show up, that when you were just talking about something, but you weren't searching for it. And then it's the, you know, ads for shoes that keep following me all the time.
You two sound like some people that are going to Area 51.
I see what this is now.
Maybe I am.
Monica. He's one of them.
He is.
I'm going to get him.
That's
out
okay.
There.
I am not a government official.
That's exactly
official.
What someone would say.
I saw you talking to a crow the other day. I was like, why is Antoine bent over talking to a crow?
Yep, that's what it is.
Trying to reprogram.
And every person who was a secret government official would say, I'm not a government official. Have you ever met a terrorist that says, hey, guys, I'm a terrorist?
I know.
No one does that. Yeah, exactly. No. Okay. We'll go to another crazy guy. He assaulted people at the World Naked Bike Ride, Monica.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, shoot.
Actually, shoot would be correct. Angry man shoots paintballs at naked bicyclist, yes. Mike Mardwood, during the World Naked Bike Ride. Which is just,
bad.
It is
and
weird,
hurting.
Yes.
Someone was shooting one of the riders with a paintball gun and that the man appeared to be angry. There were lots of people having barbecues and parties. It seemed like it was one big party, so maybe he didn't like the nudity.
Around food?
Let's say around food. Oh, yeah.
Barbecues and parties?
Barbecues and parties.
Yeah. Who's the one cooking
but
without
it's a
an
naked,
apron?
It's a naked bike race.
Yeah.
Maybe they have an apron. Apron doesn't
they
count
have
as
an
clothes.
Apron.
Naked bicycling seems like a very bad idea, especially for a man.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
There's not enough padding on those seats.
And then if you fall,
it's barely comfortable
gracious.
With clothes on.
And I also feel like, too, this, the way you're hunched over and the way your body's moving, there's just it's not attractive for
no,
anybody. I think you could put Kate Upton in the naked bike ride, and you'd be like, oh, man, what's going on there?
You sweating?
Those birds would get a good view.
The crows. Oh, he's going to talk to the crows again. You know what, Monica? Let's sing the
those
blues.
Those two dead birds, they weren't real.
They weren't.
The battery ran out on them.
Sing the blues with the cat. You sing it. Yep, that's right. Take it away. Oh, I know what this is. This is what I realized, though, Monica. What do cats love to do?
Take down birds.
Kill birds. So the cats are actually on our side. I actually have to be team cat.
Because
the
cat.
Cats, they're helping take down Antoine's government bird drones.
Birds are beautiful creatures. That's respect the birds.
So
guys.
Would say the government spy. I see what
sounds
this
about
is.
Right.
Yeah, the drones are on.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.